From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Women in California politics protesting sexual harassment and abuse at the Capitol distrust the response from legislative leaders. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports on what they would like to see change.
The state Senate leader has hired an outside law firm to investigate claims of widespread harassment and a consulting firm to recommend safeguards. The Assembly will hold public hearings on the matter starting late next month. But those responses to now hundreds of women speaking out may have missed something. Were you guys consulted on either of these proposals before they were announced?
No. And I mean,
lobbyist Adama Iwu is leading the We Said Enough campaign.
Frankly, you know, the legislature is not in any way, shape, or form beholden to do that with us. But it would have been nice.
Iwu says lawmakers should be collaborative rather than unilaterally proposing solutions to a culture of harassment that's long existed under them.
It's really the same kind of like employer-oriented secret approach that the legislature has used the whole time.
Assembly Rules Chair Ken Cooley says the point of the hearings is to craft something collaborative.
I actually don't feel like we were saying, we're going to hold a hearing and you can download the agenda here. I think we are saying we're going to reexamine what we do and we're going to be listening.
A spokesman for the Senate leader has also pledged transparency as that chamber's investigations progress. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
The push to build two massive tunnels that would convey water from the Sacramento River to Southern California is facing an uncertain future. A report Wednesday suggested the Trump administration would oppose the project, but the Interior Department later clarified that while the feds won't chip in any money, they'll keep working with the state on the project's planning. The $16 billion proposal also faces a flurry of lawsuits, and some water districts say they're reluctant to help pay for it. That could force state officials to scale down to one smaller tunnel. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.